This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The Carter Center says celebrations for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died today at age 96, will take place in 1 week. CBS's Nora O'Donnell takes a look back at a legacy Carter helped build with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter had a partnership that was extraordinary for a president and first lady. The Carters' bond was deep, both in private and in politics.
Could Jimmy Carter have been elected president without Rosalynn Carter?
Well, I don't like to think he could.
She spoke her mind to her husband, and he valued her advice. She sat in on cabinet meetings, a first, and took the heat for it.
It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what he does. We're going to be criticized. You just have to have confidence.
Former President Trump gets an endorsement from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We need Donald J. Trump back as our president of the United States of America.
Trump showed up to an event with Abbott near the border. It's about to be the Thanksgiving rush. CBS's Reed Cowan.
For travelers not willing to pay for pricey flights, gas prices nationwide are down from last year, averaging $3.31 a gallon.
For these big holidays, taking the automobile is the number one mode of transportation. It's also the most economical for families.
No matter how you make it to the Thanksgiving table, the cost of the traditional dinner is 4.5% lower, which takes the sting out of getting there.
100% worth it.
Israel says it's discovered a tunnel system beneath Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza, where troops have conducted a major operation. Israel Defense Forces spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the operation is still ongoing days later.
The Israel Defense Forces has a moral obligation to bring everyone of our hostages home. We will not rest until we do.
Monday marks 25 years since the creation of the International Space Station, the first bus-sized component launched from Kazakhstan in 1998. Our space consultant Bill Harwood with a look back.
It's given NASA and its partners a chance to gain experience building large structures in weightlessness, and that's expected to pay off down the road in future missions to Mars and other deep space targets.
What would J-Law do? The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, topped the box office in its first weekend in theaters. It brought in $44 million, but that's a new low for the franchise. When Jennifer Lawrence was in it, it would typically open with more than $100 million in sales. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
To double its service from the Twin Cities through Wisconsin to Chicago. Starting next year, Amtrak will add a second daily round trip. Federal and state agencies and the railroads are working out the details. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's pleased with the progress made in the 2 years since the bipartisan federal infrastructure law was passed. In particular, she says all lead water pipes in Wisconsin are being replaced.
We're expecting to almost double the rate at which lead pipes are removed just in the next few years. And it's an example, again, of just a win-win-win for people who turn on the faucet. They want to know that their water is safe and clean.
Baldwin says rural Wisconsin is also benefiting from new high-speed internet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with a win over Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks turned it on in the fourth quarter to beat the Mavericks in front of a packed house at Fiserv Forum. The final, Milwaukee 132-125. Giannis and Damian Lillard kept feeding the ball outside to the Bucks' Pat Connaughton, who responded with 16 points, his high for the season.
Anything to win. You know, I think we got a team that is competitive. We've really grown in making sure that we're making the right basketball play. And I've played with Dame for 3 years in Portland, and we have a great trust for one another. And he found me in the corner. Giannis found me for a few I should have made, but we got great shots.
College football, Wisconsin snapping a three-game losing streak with a 24-14 win in overtime. Safety Hunter Worler, perhaps the Badgers' best defensive player, went down and exited the game just before the half after a helmet-to-helmet hit.
You know, again,
whether it's been expectations, whether it's been, you know, ups and downs, whether it's been injuries. It's just been such a roller coaster.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 2 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 44. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic.
Pretty happy Friday to you, Aaron, working the board in for Nate today, our fair audience. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God, indeed. You know, I don't have my normal youthful exuberance.
No, why not?
Because it's almost the weekend, man. I can't wait. I am living for the weekend. It hasn't even been a particularly hard work week. It's just, you know, I'm not feeling it.
Oh man, you know, I think I've been thinking about it because I'm feeling a little, I mean, it's been a busy week for me. And of course, next week is Thanksgiving. So I'm kind of thinking, oh man, we can just kind of make it slide. We can get through to next week and still have things to do next week as well. But it's, I certainly got vacation on the mind, man.
I bet you do. Well, don't mail it in yet. We've still got to perform the greatest radio show ever. Not so much for you or I, but for them, Dom, the people that rely upon us for their politics really? And entertainment.
Oh,
and
man. You know, Crudy, you know the secret is I do the show for my own entertainment, and hopefully other people find it entertaining. I can't possibly try to please everybody.
They've noticed. The people have noticed. And they bear with you, Dom. At this point, it's more of a bearing with. Dom, the lead today. You know, we air the grievances on Friday, and we got a guest coming soon, Alan Robinson, our friend from Herbal Aspect. He's going to give us some 420 facts on a Friday afternoon. I appreciate that. And a little bit later in this hour, while you were whatever you doing all day long, I was thinking very hard, and I came up with this brilliant idea. Actually, stole it from another, but I'm going to claim it as my own. Dom, I have the ironclad, can't-miss guaranteed way of getting Joe Biden reelected. Do you want to hear about it?
I absolutely do, man. Share it.
Yeah, you're going to have to stick around till 4:30.
You big tease.
Because we've got to lead a little closer to home, Dom. A little closer to home in our backyard. And rare is this day. They say politics makes interesting bedfellows. Well, today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Democrat Tony Evers, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss find themselves on the very same side of an issue, opposition to Kirk Bankstead, in a lawsuit that would try to immediately end the choice school program here in the state of Wisconsin. Evers and Voss in the same bed, on the same
what?
Team. This
what? That seems strange to me.
It does seem strange, Dom. And it seems that a beer company Super PAC makes a strange vessel for trying to end the school choice movement in the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, stranger things have happened, question mark.
As said before, politics makes strange bedfellows.
There's also a question of original jurisdiction. Like, do you get a trial? So often here in the state of Wisconsin, we just skip the trial step. Let's go straight to the Supreme Court. That is what's being asked for because they're seeking immediate relief for the taxpayers from this burden of paying for the choice schools, effectively, the voucher programs. But where are the facts then gathered if you don't have a district court, if you don't have a lower court trial? And I'm not so much sure because, you know, the briefs being entered by Robin Voss are different than the briefs being entered by Tony Evers' team. Yeah, but I think Evers' team is really more interested in starting at the district court level. No reason to rush this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This program has been in place for 25 years or more. You know, nothing's going to change between now and the resolution of this lawsuit. So if it takes a year or two or whatever the case may be, it takes as long as it takes. I don't think the Wisconsin Supreme Court will take this up as original jurisdiction. No good reason to.
The reporting from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press, Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration and political opponent Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are in the rare position of taking the same side in a lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's taxpayer-funded voucher school system, telling the Wisconsin Supreme Court that it should not, Crudy, take up the case. Voss and Department Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld, who was appointed by Evers, told the court in separate filings this week that the case should start at the circuit court level, as Crudy mentioned. The third defendant, the Department of Public Instruction Secretary Jill Underley, took no position. Underley, who was elected on a nonpartisan ballot, was backed by Democrats. Democratic opponents of the voucher program took a different position from Evers and asked the state Supreme Court to take the case directly. If it does, it would issue a ruling within weeks or months. It would likely take 2 or 3 years for the case to work its way through the lower courts.
So
Ryan
what?
Potts.
Sorry.
So what? I mean, obviously, Crudy, there's money being spent, right? How
in
much
the
money
immediate
is being
sense.
Spent?
But yes, the underlying questions about whether or not this is a separation of church and state issue, whatever the final underpinnings of the ruling may be, Dom, there's no urgency to come to conclusion in this case to leapfrog, to my opinion, to leapfrog the lower courts.
Justice delayed is justice denied, Michael. Scott Bauer writes at the AP, a quote from Potts, "We hope the Supreme Court sees through the difficult politics associated with the issue and decides to stand up to the Republican legislature and protect Wisconsin's public school children." Evers spokesperson Britt Kudebeck did not return a message seeking comment. Evers, who previously served as a state superintendent of education, has been a longtime critic of the voucher program. That's what I'm saying, man.
I'm not clear that he has been. But
this summer, he agreed to increase spending on the program as part of a larger education funding package tied to a deal, sending more money to Milwaukee and local governments. So, you know, he had to negotiate, he had to barter a little bit, Crudy. The arguments from Voss and the Evers administration line up with other supporters of the voucher school program, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is representing private schools, parents of students who attend them, and other advocates of the program. They argue that the case should start in circuit court, like Crudy argues, so that the lower courts can determine an array of facts before the Wisconsin Supreme Court has to weigh in. Underley, in a one-page filing, said she was taking no position because her primary concern is oversight and supervision of public instruction, but she said if the court takes the case, Underley may take a position on the accuracy of any factual assertions made by any party. When the lawsuit was filed last month, Underley seemed aligned with those challenging the voucher school system by saying that she welcomed any opportunity to effectively, equitably, and robustly fund our public education system.
Should I take it from here? Democrats have argued for decades that the voucher school program is a drain on the resources that would otherwise go to the public schools. Yeah, we can't afford to fund two school systems. At least that would be my assertion. They argue the I'm sorry, there was a little movement in the force here. The lawsuit argues the state's revenue limit and funding mechanism for voucher school programs and charter schools violate the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that public funds be spent for public purposes. It also contends that the vouchers to fund the public schools do not allow for adequate public oversight and do not hold private schools to the same standards as public schools. That might be true. Now, the nation's first school choice program began in Milwaukee in 1990. I guess that's going on 33 years, Tom. Then seen as an experiment to help the low-income students in the state's largest city, the program has expanded statewide, and its income restrictions have been loosened. This year, nearly 55,000 students were enrolled. Now, the entire Milwaukee Public Schools has only 75,000 students. And they're not all coming from Milwaukee, but a big chunk of that, like 25% of Milwaukee public school students, are now in the choice school programs. Evers appointee Blumenfeld argued that ending the voucher program immediately is the lawsuit request, and here's a quote, Tom, could lead to chaotic and unanticipated outcomes. Trying to absorb those students in the public school system, again, here's a quote, could lead to staffing, funding, and classroom shortages. Now, you know, the court is now a 4-3 liberal court, but Dom, I would point out many, many moons ago when Tony and I didn't see eye to eye on this topic, and I advocated for ending the choice school program, and I said the governor of the state of Wisconsin should do so through their budgetary process. And Evers said, what are you going to do with all these kids? Throw them on the street, crew? And no, I never said that. I don't think the courts have to say that. Should they rule in this way? There could be a ramp down program. There could be a defund program. Certainly if it's done legislatively, as I would have proposed, you know, there could have been a ramp down. So I think sometimes that the Evers administration jumps right out there to chaos will ensue. Well, that may or may not be a legal argument to make. Chaos ensuing is not a legal argument. Doesn't matter if you think chaos is going to ensue, sir. The question is it a constitutional thing under Wisconsin's constitution? And that ultimately will have to be decided first in the district court level, probably then at the appellate court level, and finally, Dom, finally, it'll make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Maybe.
I hope so, man. I don't like our public school tax dollars being used to subsidize religious education for students that would already be in those religious schools.
Come on, man. You went to Appleton Xavier. You went to
And my parents didn't get a tax break. They didn't get school vouchers. They paid out of pocket. If that's what you want, go to pocket. Don't make me and my tax dollars subsidize your teaching that the earth is 6,000 years old. Thank you very much. You know why? Because tithing is down. People aren't showing up and giving their money as much. So this is an end around to keep funding the churches who already pay no property taxes.
You're just cranky because it's almost the weekend, but this little radio show is getting in the way. Come back with us, a fine guest, Al Robinson, Herbal Aspect, 420 Facts. They're next.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check out the Civic Media app. You can take the Devil's Advocates with you anywhere you go. Check out your app store for the Civic Media app.
Dominic, a big sports weekend. We're going to check in later with Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. But right now, I got a friend here in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. He is Alan Robinson. He's here to give us some 420 facts sponsored by the Herbal Aspect. How you doing?
Hey.
Happy Friday, man. Yeah, It's Friday, Alan.
Happy 420 Friday, boy.
Best time.
Yeah, man. So come to talk to you today about cannabidiolic acid, CBGA. It's the mother cannabinoid. I'm really excited about this particular cannabinoid because it's the first thing that the plant makes. It's not my favorite cannabinoid because that's the one that gets me stony. But this one has some crazy properties that most people just don't know about, right?
So, I don't know. Tell me more.
Yeah.
What do you mean, man?
Yeah. So, you know, there's been a lot of research into the field of cannabis recently, and we're finding that cannabinoids like CBD have anti-convulsive properties. It would surprise a lot of people to know that CBGA, or cannabidiolic acid, is a better anti-convulsant than CBD. It's also an anti-inflammatory. It's being studied right now for its antibiotic properties and a bunch more. So it's one of those things that you really need to add to your health regimen and then just reap the benefits generally.
So say it again for me, because I wasn't listening the first time. What is it called?
CBGA, cannabidiolic acid. Nobody's going to remember the name.
So, all right, now that
CBGA,
I know.
CBGA, we got it.
CBG or CBGA. Now, I mean, there's some cool stuff about this, right? These kids down in Utah at the University of Utah were studying it during the entire COVID debacle. They find that CBGA has an affinity for the spike 1 protein. So it latches onto it, and it makes it too big to fit into human receptors. Now, I'm not going to say that CBGA prevents COVID. There's no evidence to support that. There's no research to support that. There is research to support that CBG has an affinity for the spike protein. So I don't know how much you'd have to take. I'd assume it'd be more than what they gave the lab rats, but it's there. So, I mean, it's just further evidence that we need more research into cannabis and into the cannabis plant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never got COVID. And yeah. I was out there at maskless Vicky McKenna-led AR-15 armed up rallies during the pandemic, man. I never got COVID.
You know, there is.
I did get a couple, you know. Yeah. The vaccine and the boosters.
Well, yeah, I did too, right?
And I also tried some of the CBG, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I'll tell you, man, most people that I know that are heavy cannabis users either did not get COVID or they caught a really mild case. Now, I don't know that there's a correlation or causation, but, you know, I didn't have a crazy time with it, so I feel all right.
All right, man, let's do some commerce.
Oh, money,
dude. Next week is Thanksgiving, and in the retail business, and I realize Herbal Aspect, you're in the retail business.
We do that
next Friday. That makes it Black Friday.
Yeah,
Alan, what do you got going on for Black Friday, my friend?
Oh man, I've got some crazy specials going on at Herbal Aspect. You can pick up that CBGA. It's one of our minor cannabinoids. There's going to be store-wide sales. I've got 15% off smoking accessories, redoing double loyalty points. If you spend $100 on whatever, you can get a free pre-roll. That's going to be THCA. Oh, 25% off flower. All the flower, any flower that you want.
I like flower.
Yeah.
Flower is good. I've been dealing with flower since the mid-80s.
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to try to get you moved over to the gummies because the edibles, our gummies and chocolates, are going to be 30% off. So, ooh. I mean, you come on down to Herbal Aspect. We got three different locations. Of course, you can shop online. We've got our cannabis consultations.
Talk more about the consultations for just a minute. Alan Robinson, our good friend from the Herbal Aspect. And I perceive you to be something of my cannabis friend.
Yeah.
You're the one that knows all the CBGAs and all the different stuff people need to know. So let's talk about that consultation for just a minute. First and foremost, you still got time between now and Christmas for the consultations?
We sure do, man. We're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. You just jump online and you can sign up for a consultation at herbalaspect.com. We just actually relaunched the website. You're in for a 20-minute personalized consultation.
Not everyone's in cannabis for the same effect.
Right. A lot of people don't necessarily want to get crazy high. I've got the largest segment of cannabis users is going to be 65. New cannabis users is 65 and up. And I find that my customers don't really want to get super stony. They just really want some relief from typical ailments. And so I can help to direct them to what those products look like, direct them in their usage, and help them to have like a guided cannabis experience.
And again, how did they get the guided cannabis experience? How do they sign up for that?
Well, your listeners can log on to herbalaspect.com, use the code DEVILRADIO, and that $49.99 value will be absolutely free to Devil Radio listeners.
Again, I love that price.
Yeah, man. Nothing.
Nothing. So that's outstanding. Now, I've got to digress for just a minute. Is there any other cannabis or weed-related stuff we should know about? We, the audience, we, Dom and I, because I feel like you gotta be our cutting edge on this stuff.
Oh, man, there's stuff going on in cannabis all the time, right? So, like, Ohio just, what was it, Ohio?
Legalized cannabis through referendum. Modestly outperformed legalizing abortion as a constitutional right in Ohio, but they were right there together, man. Those are very important issues, don't you think?
Moderately outperformed. You don't think that cannabis is more popular than kids?
Oh. Yes. Hell yes.
Alan, let me ask you, with regards to, you know, the different ways to ingest and to take the cannabis. Snoop Dogg came out yesterday. I saw that he's given up the smoke. I mean, come on, Snoop Dogg and smoke, they kind of go one on one and one and one. But obviously, I mean, a guy been probably smoking most of his life and a lot of cannabis, and it's gotten, you know, certainly better and higher quality of late. But, you know, that's a lot of smoke going in your lungs. I didn't see anything beyond the tweet, but presumably there's, you know, you can have edibles, you can put little drops into drinks. How many different ways can you consume?
You don't think Snoop's turning his back full time on cannabis, just smoke?
I don't know. I'll say this about Snoop. Number one, to each his own. If the gentleman doesn't want to smoke anymore, there's a multitude of ways that folks can consume, and I commend his effort to not to take on a healthier lifestyle. Save your lungs, G.
Herbalaspect.com, right?
There it is, herbalaspect.com. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, and 735 South Gammon Road, right in Woodman's parking lot next to Dunkin' Donuts.
420 Facts brought to us by Alan Robinson, sponsored by our friends over at the Herbal Aspect. Thank you, Alan. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You know I'm going to eat because I'm going to smoke.
Well, once you eat too much, then you got to get rid of that too full filling.
All right.
It's the vicious cycle.
We'll see you, Dom.
Thanks, Alan.
I'm going to tell you how Joe Biden's going to win the presidency, win re-election next. You better stick around.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Services for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will take place after Thanksgiving. She will lie in repose at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Georgia. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
She was known as a steel magnolia. And I think that was an appropriate commentary on her personally. She was tough, but also very gracious.
Former President Trump joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott at an event near the border and got his endorsement.
We need a president who's going to secure the border. We need a president who's going to restore law and order in the United States of America.
It's nearly Thanksgiving and about time to hit the road, rails, and skies for family gatherings. CBS's Reed Cowan with some advice.
The busiest day to fly is going to be Wednesday. And for you drivers out there, if you hit the road on Wednesday, experts say leave by 11 a.m. to avoid what will be bumper-to-bumper traffic.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Environmentalists are urging Governor Evers to stop a land swap to create a new luxury golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan. Two groups say the proposed exchange would set a bad precedent for state parks and protected lands. The plan would take 5 acres from the Kohler Andre State Park. Opponents say it would damage the shoreline environment. Supporters say a new golf course would bring economic development. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. Health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 2 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 44. Cloudy tomorrow night, scattered rain showers likely, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across.